I certainly will. It also has a progeny case called Kumho, K-U-M-H-O, Tire Company Incorporated versus Carmichael, where the Supreme Court said that psychiatry, psychology, and the so-called mental health sciences are mere pseudoscience, and they termed it witch doctrine. So you might reasonably inquire from the judge, is he practicing witch doctrine from the bench, or pseudoscience, if you like that better, and want to see his medical license.
All of it is, because it's all just about, well, I think, I don't know, I feel, this type of nonsense. Yeah. Send me the case sites. Call back to and give them the case sites if you can look them up. I mean, if I have the name spelled out, I can find them in Westlaw, but if I have the actual, you know what case sites are, right, with a number and a
absolutely
thing.
sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right,
well, call back and give them to
properly
the
prepared.
RBN here.
One other thing about the mental health, I have a document from the 1940s from the WHO Act reports, the House on Un-American Activities in California, that tells us a fellow by the name of Lavoraria Berintia, who was a KGB head agent, said that mental health was the scheme they really used to take over the country from within by deeming everybody to be mentally incompetent. And so it's a very, very dangerous concept that most people are not aware of these days, that it's really a communist plot to take over this country. So there you have it. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, well, you're right on point. See, the thing is the which we'll get into a little bit here, because I want to sum up this IRS stuff so people can grasp the concepts.
Absolutely.
But the bottom line is that you have to be crazy, you have to be on drugs, or you have to be an alcoholic. Those are all mental issues. And even if even if it is total nonsense, it has to be mental. Filing a civil case or getting a traffic ticket is not a mental condition.
Exactly. In fact, that's First Amendment freedom of speech, and that's protected under the city of Houston, Texas versus Hill.
Well, like I say, send those to and see. The interesting part is Dave Gladden has 35 years of 14,000 hours, commercial and private, and Bush pilot out of Dillingham, which is a dangerous place to fly. Very dangerous because of the weather and the terrain. And he hasn't had any problems in 35 years.
Absolutely. I'll send you that information, Ralph. Thank you so much for what you do for all of us.
Yeah, be
God
sure and
send
it to either email it at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, the case sites, or give me the case sites, because I'd be very interested in that, or send it to the RBN person.
I will do.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I do want to also give credit to people like him or other people that give me information. Like, I got information which I'm going to get to here in just a minute here, because I'm not through with this IRS stuff. I have people give me information, and if it looks valid, I check it out and I use it and I run with it. I don't know everything about everything. Anything I say, you should check out. That's why I like documents. But I do have access to things that most people don't have access to. I have access to Westlaw, like the big fancy attorneys have, to basically everything that I need, all the case law and Federal Register and GAO, legislative history that's available, and all these other things, regulations and all sorts of stuff at my fingertips. Plus, I spent about $100,000 in books where I had money in my company. And I am making those available for people that are on the IRS list. $250 postal money order. I'm going to be updating that, because I was going to try to get my home page up, but I just can't seem to get to it. It's just like this Dave Gladden thing, which I'm going to get into. Man, we really hit a nerve with them SOBs over there. But I have ruling case law, which came out of 1929. It's a 30-volume set, the precursor to Amgar 1. And what you will find in these earlier cases, earlier volumes, which I get many thousands of dollars for, you will find a part of a paragraph and tons of cases backing it up. You'll see how we got to where we are. And a lot of this was going on after the Civil War, especially in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, of how this is where we were being overthrown. And then I'm presently working on the Amger 1, which was the 1938 version, which is about 60 volumes. And I'm about two-thirds away through those, scanning those. You have to have Skype to get them. Or, I don't know, maybe $30, $40, something like that donation. And I will make a DVD and I'll priority mail them to you when I get through with Amger 1. So you have ruling case law and Amger 1. They're all OCR'd PDF word searchable stuff by the volumes. Great resource. If you're into this sort of thing, you actually want to look up issues like private law and habeas corpus and these other things to actually see what really is going on. And a lot of the Amger that we have today, or Corpus Juris Secundum, they will reference back to ruling case law or Amger 1. Well, how many people are going to have access to that? Nothing. You know, it's not going to happen. I don't even know how many of those sets are in libraries, but you can't take the damn things home. So you're handicapped, or you're not going to get anywhere almost, basically. This, you got an awful lot of time, and you want to snail pace this. This is why I have all the statutes, all the stuff available on my fingertips. So I get on these things. That's what I'm doing now, is going tracing this federal, voluntary, and state back through all the legislative history and all this, and I'm going to get to the root of the damn tree, and then I'm going to take an axe out and chop that son of a bitch down. Pardon my French. I have had it with this corrupt system. We're going to take the state and feds. It's voluntary. I got them admitting it now in legislative history. They're agreeing to do this. And it's voluntary. And they don't tell us. And they sit up there in these black-robed judges that aren't judges. Most of them, they're all, at least in Alaska, every damn one of them's up but a glorified bar member in a black robe. We got him to admit it. We admit it. We got a Superior Court judge that I have no oath of office. I don't have a civil commission from the governor. I am a undersigned jurist. I got a law degree and a black robe. That's it. And I do make legal decisions at the bottom of the page. Whoopee. She admitted it. Under her signature. That's how arrogant they are. It's not an easy battle. That's like by the book. That's why Trump was so important, and Farage out of England. It's amazing when people start to come out that all of a sudden all of these demons and people that are domestic or that are possessed by demons, or they're just pure damn evil, are coming out of the woodwork everywhere. It just makes my day. I love it. Anyway, getting back to this part here again. This last part, this is the part here that is just amazing. I mean, this is in the 1966. If withholding is voluntary in the case of both private employers and federal, no discrimination between them exists. Voluntary in Minnesota and North Carolina and all these places then exists. And the Congress then sees no reason to prohibit federal government from withholding state income tax from the employees. It's got to be voluntary, state and federal. I'm going to get to where they did the states volunteering to take out of the feds, federal income tax for state employees. Where does that at? I don't know yet. I'm working on it. I'm getting there. The thing is, some of these legislative histories, like some of them maybe have 40, 50, or 60 downloads. So you got to go through them, and then you got to word search them, and it just takes time. But I'm going to get there, but I can tell you what, I can see around why nobody's ever figured this out. This is a can of worms, but we're going to get it down to. But I want to summarize before I move into GLADS. But I got one more thing. Somebody called in from North Carolina. So I take stuff from all kinds of people. That's all kinds of people. I've got from all types of different sources. And but I look at it. And I went into, and it's in Title IV. And I said, well, isn't this interesting? Well, let's go see what's in Title IV. Let's see here. Why don't I have 4111? Well, let me download that again. I must have missed a thing. That's the nice thing about having Westlaw here. We can get it in just a heartbeat. It's in Title IV, and it's USC 111. And I said, well, isn't this just special when I read this? I go into this, and it says, taxation affecting federal employees' income tax. Really? This is taxation in Title IV. This is about the states. So we got it in Title 31, we got it in Title 26, and we got it in Title IV. Under flag, seal, seat of government, and the states. General rule, the United States consents to taxation of pay or compensation. See, they like the word that, use that word compensation, because that is a nice generic word that they can use under 1099s. For personal service of an officer or employee of the United States. Well, guess what? Technically, none of them are employees or officer of the United States. A territory or possession or political subdivision thereof, the government of the District of Columbia, or an agency or an instrumentality of one of the more foregoing by a duly constituted taxing authority having jurisdiction. If the taxation does not discriminate against the officer or employee because of the source of the pay and compensation. So in other words, if the states are voluntarily getting your state income tax from y'all, why then they can get around and they'll all work together and they'll take the state income tax out of the feds. Isn't that amazing? And I got to track that one down, but that one also comes out of 1966. And I don't know if it's the same one or not, but it's 80 Stat 608. I got to go back and look and see. I don't know that. I haven't got that far yet because I've been downloading these other ones, tracking them back. And some of this goes back to the victory tax of World War II, which everybody wanted to donate and help with the war. And then it looks like they, well, I say it looks like right now, they repealed the victory tax or some parts of it and left and redid the other somehow. I don't know how they done it yet, but I'm getting there. Then I'm going to put it in a module, but I'm also going to have to put this in Adobe Illustrator to keep this all straight. But I'm seeing things like where they have government of the United States of America. We don't need that no more. Oh, wait a minute. I thought it was the government of the United States. So I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I'm working my way back. It's just taking me a while. But it is, they are voluntarily, the states and the feds, because we have signed up to be a citizen of the United States. There is no elective franchise. There is no suffrage for a citizen of the United States unless you volunteer for it. And they have the audacity in Minnesota and North Carolina to make it a felony if you try to vote without being a citizen of the United States. Yet we got Title 18, Section 911, that says it's a felony to be a citizen of the United States if you isn't one. Well, I want to know, what the hell is it? Federal juries can't sit. There's no jeopardy attaches until they've all, the judge doesn't say, everybody, he puts it in the other way. Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? They do the same thing in Alaska. Before the jury is, quote, impaneled where jeopardy attaches. Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? This is how I got all these misdemeanors when they were pounding on me on driver's license nonsense. I'd ask them what it is. You just swore to it. I got to have an informed jury. You don't know what it is? What the hell are we doing here? You just swore to something and you have no idea what you just swore to under the penalties to perjury that you is one. God, you could have so much fun with these traffic and stuff anymore. Just amazing what you could do. What knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Well, I'm going to talk now about Dave Gladden's case that's already got some information that this gentleman called in. I'm going to wait and see if I get an send it to IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And Ralph is so deluged with junk mail. I did get around and have it disabled for about a day, and that killed a whole bunch of them. It did cut back on them, because those things evidently, when they bounce or something, then they automatically quit sending it, because going in and say, quit sending me, doesn't work. You're just wasting your time. I've tried that route. So what's going on with Dave Gladden's case? He's been pounded on everything, with foreclosure, taking his $800,000+ property over there, of which he had perfected the title to it. He had an absolute title tied to the patent and the Homestead Act, put it into the public record, and the person that bought it, Jerry Ball, cannot get title insurance because there's a cloud on the title, and that's coming. Yeah, we're working on that and get that written up. And I think in Fairbanks, too, the Himes up there, they did a thing in the public record, and the people up there can't get a loan on their property when they booted them out of their house the second time. So this cloud on the title, and the citizen of the United States and citizen of the United States of America, is a big issue. So anyway, getting back to Gladden's now, and let's see here. If anybody wants these filings, I've got to get them all posted. I haven't got them all done here. But the case in Alaska is 3-17-CV-43. 3-17-CV-43. And if you have access to Pacer, which is 10 cents a page, I use, if you use Firefox, you can download them, because I've downloaded all these, so all the downloads are free if you want to go in there and look at the stuff. Or I can send you some of this stuff if you're looking for it. And IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com is the thing to do. So, anyway, I was trying to find where a corporation or an agency and one of these guys had there's a conflict of interest, because obviously if you have employees in their individual and official capacity and a fiction in law, you would think there might be a problem, because the fiction in law can only operate. It doesn't have a mind of its own, I don't think. I mean, I'm not sure here anymore, because they're all fictions. But how, if it's called ultra-virus, if it's operating, if one of the employees is individually or whatever outside of the authority, whatever you want to call it, how can they have one attorney? This does not make any sense. It's totally illogical. So I went in and I found the cases that I found ended up being out of New Jersey. For some reason, New Jersey had a couple of cases on this. And they're talking about this. And what they do is they use the professional code of conduct, which is 1.7. All these attorneys have professional code of conduct, and most of them match up. And one of them is, if there's any sort of a discrepancy, they're not supposed to be representing all of these clients. Well, now the obvious question is the entity and the employees, if the employee is stepping out, how does the entity agency step outside of the delegated authority? It's a fiction in law. So how can you have one attorney do this? It's totally illogical. And under Rule 1.7, conflict of interest. Back in a minute. ¶¶
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, while we're back here, before I get into Dave's, I want to give a summary of this, because there's one more part that I left out. There's two sides to this thing. The thing with the taxable year, 7701 A23, limits the tax to subtitle A. Okay, so in every state, feds have to use taxable year. So that automatically limits it. So you go to 7701 A23. Taxable year is limited to subtitle A. Subtitle A and under 7701 A16 is limited strictly for any tax required to 4 entities. Non-res 1441 subtitle A, 1442 foreign corporation subtitle A, 14 organization subtitle A, and 1461 the hold harmless. That is the end of the taxable year subtitle A. The other side of this, which is in 4 USC 111, which goes to the fact that anything that is voluntary, if the states are volunteering to do the state income tax, they can take it out of the feds. That's 4 USC 111. The other part that I didn't mention, which is important, is 4 USC 110. Definitions. Always look at the new words. The term income tax means any tax levied with respect to or measured by net income, or gross receipts. Ball game over. They don't give a rat's rump about anything else. It's measured by the gross income, net income, or gross receipts. And we're done. State includes any territory or possession. That tells me all I need to know. Then we got another one down here. Oh, this is a beauty. This is one that a lot of people... The term federal area. Federal area means any lands or premises held or acquired by or for the use of the United States. Okay. Or any department, establishments, those are called independent establishments, they sit outside the government, or agencies, which is, oh, God forbid us, of the United States, or any federal area or any part of which is located within the exterior boundaries of any states, which is located within the exterior boundaries of any state. Well, if we don't have the several states, then we're in the exterior boundaries. That's in Alaska's code. I never did figure out what the hell that was all about. Shall be deemed to be a federal area located within such state. Ain't that just amazing? We're outside. So if the several states isn't got anybody at home, it's on the exterior boundaries, then it's deemed within to be within. Now, is that an illogical legal argument? That's a federal area. So we screw us into thinking we're all no several states because they got us to vote. We don't want to be have the several states represented. So the federal area is outside, but it's deemed to be within the state. Wow. You can't make this stuff up, folks. There's your federal area defined. That's in 4 USC 110. But here's the other, just the most important part of the, or the important part. The term income tax means any tax with respect to or measured by. And it's the only thing. Net income, or gross receipts. That's it. We done. Now, they got the definition of person up here into 3797, Title 26, and I just typed it in. And, I didn't find it. So I got, I don't know what the heck happened to that. This position, I don't know where 26 USC 3797 is. It's probably been repealed. I don't know. The definition of person, they're not using the person in 7701, which is supposed to be all this other. So I don't know. I'm going to track that down. But you see the core issues of this. We got the two sides. Taxable year, Title 26 goes to Subtitle A. Subtitle A withholding is only 7701A16. Non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, foreign organizations. That's it in Subtitle A. We done. Back in a minute. And we're going to do the other side again because this is important to get these concepts down so you can fight the battle.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay. I just went over the taxable year, Title 26. The other part of this whole nonsense is in a couple places, but 4 U.S.C. 110, 111, and they are tying it by and through federal areas. And I've got to look up the rest of that. That's where the definitions of income taxes, anything measured by gross income, net income, or gross receipts. That's it. And it said 4 U.S.C. 105 through 109. And I've got to read the rest of that. And I'm going to be by next Sunday. I'll have a lot of this. Hopefully, I'm going to have this all worked out by then. Where are they doing the rest of this federal area nonsense? But that's how they are getting us tied into this stuff. So it's 4 U.S.C. 105 through 109. Then go to 1010, 110, and 111. And, of course, 5 U.S.C. 5517, which says, if any employee voluntarily elects to have such sums withheld, you betcha. Mm-hmm. So it's all 4 U.S.C. 105, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then it's 5 U.S.C. 5517, where we are volunteering to do this. Wow. At the point of a gun. Jerry in Georgia, question, comment?
Comment, Ralph. I want to tell you about Treasury Department Order 150-17 to act as competent authority or taxation authority under agreements with foreign countries. And that's IRS Delegation Order 114-IRM 12259. Says the authority to act is competent or taxation authority under the tax treaties of the United States and under tax information exchange agreements, and interpret and apply such tax treaties as information exchange agreements, but in such material matters shall act only with the concurrence of the Associate Chief Counsel International. I have another Treasury Department Order 150-39. And again, it says to act as competent authority or taxation authority with regard to tax implementation and coordination agreements that are entered into with possessions of the United States, and that's published in the Federal Register, Volume 67, Number 162, Wednesday, August 21st, 2002. And memo I have, which I will email this to you, it tells you, goes through everything about the Public Salary Tax Act of 1939 and Title 4, Section 111. But one thing is significant that people ignore: the private employers do this. Let's say for labor unions, they really got it, because they're fiduciaries of people in public trust, you know, and you should, person should look under ERISA, employment insurance, I'm trying to go fast, but anyway.
No, that's fine. Take your time.
Under ERISA is Employment Security Insurance Act, Securities Act. And anyone listening to this call, it's in a union issue. They should question the actuaries of their pension plan or vacation plan. I had to retire early because of the so-called liens, levies, and the whole issue that we're going through right now. But people should pay attention to the W-4 Privacy Act, Paperwork Reduction Act notice. It says routine uses of this information include giving to the Department of Justice for civil and criminal litigation to cities, states, and the District of Columbia for use in administering their tax laws. And then the W-9 has a very similar disclosure. Uh-huh. The IRS may also provide this information to Department of Justice for civil and criminal litigation, and to cities, states, and District of Columbia to carry out their tax laws. Now, person should think about, how is all of this really relevant to me, including they should make, like I did years ago, is make a Open Records Act request under my state for a copy of the federal state agreements. But I already have a copy, and you can get copies of the fed state agreements, and they tell you, which I emailed you, Ralph, I hope you have a copy of it, of all the states and their agreements.
Is that one? I got somebody sent me something from Ohio, but I've not seen anything else. Did you mail it at IRS at Alaska Minuteman.com?
Yes, sir, I did. But as you say, you get a lot of...
I shouldn't be. If you mail it there, I would like to see if you got any of that. I would love to see that, because once I get my hands on one of those, Katie, bar the door. We're off to the races, because we're going to hang these bastards upside down. We're going to crucify them.
Yeah, because the language is plain. Not totally as I have here. It says a note that private employers are defined here as non-federal sources, and when a private company issues a W-2, they are specifically reporting tax distributions under 5516, 5 U.S.C., Section 5516, 5517, and 20.
Wow, I'd love to see that if you got those contracts. Wow, send it to irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And give me your send one with just your phone number, so I, in case I don't get it or something. So I can say, once I see one of those, I've been working this back, and it might be the 1938 Salary Act. That might be where this nonsense started. And see, I have access to the legislative history, so I can go in and take a look at that. And I even have a congressional record of 1939.
And also make sure you pull your case law with it, too, since you have.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like I say, then we're gonna have to get a one line put together and then get a brief. And then let's go do war, and blow these bastards to hell and back. Actually, to hell, leave there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward. Send me that stuff.
All right, because Treasury, I got this as Federal Register a publication.
Yeah, I have all the Federal Register stuff. If you have just like the site you gave me, your 67 FR 60-162, I can pull that up. I have all that stuff, access to it all. But all those agreements, all that stuff, if you'd email it, I would really appreciate it, because this would expedite what we're doing, because we've got a case here, Rappert's case, which is the clock is ticking. I got about another 25 days, and we're going to have to file in up there into the state of Minnesota. But I want to file a habeas. But I want to get this stuff. I want to shove the Rappert's case right down her throat and pull it out the t'other end.
And I will suggest to people that are listening to the call to make a state open records act request for a copy of the Fed. Just say the Fed state agreement. And then you quote the 5 year C sections, 5516, 5520, and then the financial management system secretary, because I have where it says the financial management system secretary there is the one that's really in charge, and they tell you about withholding agreements. It says what we saw earlier was that Congress gave the consent to the taxation of pay or compensation of federal employees under 4 U.S.C. Section 111 and the Public Salary Tax Act of 1939. Now, what Congress did with that Public Salary Tax Act of 1939, war was going on. So then, at the end of the hostilities of the war, they came out with the Current Payment Tax Act and the Victory Tax Act. That's one you may want to look up, or I can send it to you. Victor Tax Act, and I think that's in 1943, and regular employers said, well, we want to help the war, and the public wants to do it too, so they had them to contribute their money to under that Victor Tax Act.
Right.
Also,
go ahead.
Also, presidential delegation of authority to the Secretary of the Treasury says the authority to establish withholding and agreements. Yeah, well, you and I know that one. That's executive order by Jimmy Carter, 11-997, and so that was in 1977. He came out with that, and but the delegation of authority from the fiscal assistant secretary to the commissioner of the financial management service. I can send that to you. It says the fiscal assistant secretary delegated the authority to execute tax withholding agreements with state and local governments. Treasury Directive 16-41, dated December 7th, 1992, delegated that authority to the commissioner, Financial Management Service. 5 years, see Section 55, 16, 17, which we know about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some other material here that people need to contact Gerald Murphy, Fiscal Assistant Secretary with the Financial Management Service. And I try to call there, and the lady, because if you look up the Financial Management Service website, it says that any questions, anything, you can call. But I did that and didn't get anywhere. But I can say this, Title 31, United States Code, are the following code sections regarding the Fiscal Assistant Secretary, 31 U.S.C. Section 301D, 31 U.S.C. Section 306, Title 31, Section 1, and it says the Fiscal Service is a service in the Department of the Treasury. The head of the Fiscal Service is a Fiscal Assistant Secretary appointed under Section 301D of this title. And anyway, as you had a caller on his show a couple of weeks ago, our friend from New Hampshire gives good information all the time. Yeah, anyway, he said more or less, you give gifts. I saw this years ago. To the U.S. Treasury, and what do they do? But anyway, they got the Treasury Financial Manual, Publication 15, Employers Circular E, put out by Internal Revenue Service on page 6, explains the requirements of the federal and state agencies. Thus, publication states application only to federal agencies and state and local governments. Note the lack of any listing to non-federal private companies. This is available at www.irs.gov. under publication and forms. And while I'm at it, I have a piece of paper from a receipt from the Social Security, and they saying how much they levy my wages and so forth. But it says on there voluntary withholding agreements. So we're looking at the issue of voluntary, and when does Walmart or any private employer telling you? Because I looked at this years ago and had to retire early because I belonged to a union, and they were taking the money out, and I said, hey, you're not a delegate, I'm a secretary. What does 7805 say of the code? Secretary or is delegate. So you can't delegate a public function to another non-public function, a government employee. So this issue that I have here about the financial management service, I know I'm taking a lot of your time, but...
No, that's good information. I want to see it. Be sure and email it to me. We're going to blow these bastards out of the water. Because, like I got a lot of resources that a lot of people don't.
I can't keep
government secrets.
Well, the language...
Hold on a minute. We got to go to break. Hold on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back. The caller, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I'll continue a little bit right here, if you like, sir, about delegation of authority to the IRS for collections under the Treasury Financial Manual, available at www.irs.gov, and you can search for the Internal Revenue Manual. This IRS delegation under number 29, published in the IRM in section 1.2.2.19, 05-15-2002, gives authority for the IRS to collect taxes in accordance with the Treasury Financial Manual. Here it is in part. Now, I won't read that, sir. I've given a citation to it. But as I said, I have something else here. It says their collection authority extends only to the provisions of the Treasury Financial Manual, which is very important for us to look up, of which the Treasury Financial Manual service maintains under Treasury Directive 16-11, the IRS can only legally demand collection from federal agencies and employees of those agencies which tax distributions are reported on forms W-2 in accordance with 5 U.S.C. Section 5516, 5517, 5520. It says yep. Also published in the IRM in this statement is under 5.14.10.2 of 03 of 02, payroll deductions. I'll let it go at that, sir, because I'm taking all your time.
No, that's fine. I have to be sure and email because I want to see the rest of this. And you know what the jugular to all this is? The agreement between the states, the counties, the cities, and the feds. That
yes,
is
sir.
The jugular. Once that is in, you have that in evidence, ball game over.
Okay.
Lock and load.
In the next, next day by tomorrow, you'll get that information, sir.
Well, I can't wait to read it because I can tell you what, I know what to do with it. And that's what I did with these child custody. Once I got those cooperative agreements, we filed that down in Rallis Brown in Montana when they were taking her child and they wrote her a check for $20,000 and told her to get the hell out of Montana.
Wow. Well, this will certainly take care of the gentleman in Minnesota. In my email, I even made him memo to that effect, but it got mixed up with all the rest of it. So,
okay. Well, like I say, and if you don't hear from me, well, be sure and call me back. You got my number there, right?
No, sir. I don't have your.
Okay, it's you got a pencil?
Yes, sir.
907-355-8304. Because the information you've given, 907-355-8304.
8304.
Yeah, because the information you got can jumpstart, and then with what you have given and then my access to having all this stuff, like I say, we get it, and we go to have fun.
Yes, sir, you sure will. And also, while I got a voice here, as they say they got levies, and I got a public.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do this next week because that's the final. We're going off the air now. So, anyway, thanks for everybody listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And we ain't done. What's up at the federales are everywhere. God willing, we'll see you next Sunday.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting.